Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Monday, October 7th, 2024. Have your host, James, here with you. And right now, we are going to be joined by some wonderful individuals. We are here to celebrate the Miss Wisconsin Rapids and Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen Competition coming up. We have some of the contestants with us. We'll have some other contestants joining us later in the week as well. We're looking forward to that. But for now, I'll have you all introduce yourselves. We'll just go right down the line here, if you don't mind.
I'm Reese Cook.
Hi, I'm Aaliyah Jerzynski.
Hi, I'm Devin Carter.
Hi, I'm Isabel St. Myers.
Hi, I'm McKenna Cornett.
Thank you all. Great job. You're already knocking it out the park. Already did a great job, every one of you. You were well said. You walked up right, went up to the mic. Nicely job. So let's get right into the bones of this competition and why you would do something like this. I always like to tell all the other contestants, and I mention this all the time, I have been acting since I was a kid. I've played over 100 characters. I've been doing radio for 22 years. I have never not gotten nervous. Even before I turned on the mic after talking to all of you, I got a little nervous before I hit the mic. I always have a little bit of nerves in me. And then when I think about something like this, I could never do what you guys are doing. I could never do it. I am so impressed, beyond impressed. That's not a big enough word with what you all do, and I really admire it. But what got you to want to do this? That's where I'd like to go first with our conversation. So what got you to want to do this? And we'll start right in the end.
I saw this paper at the dance studio, and I've been doing dance for years, and I've been on stage for years. And so I thought, what better opportunity to spread my CSI, Community Service Initiative, than to join pageant?
Very cool.
For me, I joined this pageant to spread awareness about Alzheimer's awareness. Someone very dear to me has had it for about 5 or 6 years now, and it's something I really care about.
I've been a part of the Princess program since I was very young, and all of the misses that I walked with have always encouraged me to join the pageant, and that's what I did.
I've also been a part of the Princess program since I was little, and the big girls, really, I looked up to them, and they were such great role models for me, and it's great that now I'm old enough to do that for someone else.
I have wanted to spread awareness about suicide awareness and prevention because my aunt had dealt with depression and PTSD for a long time and ultimately took her life from it, so I wanted to spread awareness on that, as well as my friends really wanted me to do it as well.
Great reasons, all of you, and all of you are very good at this and very good at like talking on the microphone and everything. Please don't be too good. I need my job. I need this job. Please don't take my job from me. Let's keep going. Let's get into your talents, what your talents will be for the competition.
So I'm going to be singing a song, Times Like This, and it's a very funny song, but I can't give away anything yet.
Oh, nice. A good tease. Nicely done. All right.
I'm going to be singing When Will My Life Begin from the movie Tangled. It's something I've actually done before in my elementary school talent show, and it's a really fun song with a lot of theatrics to it.
I will be performing a hip-hop remix dance, and I've been doing dance for such a long time, and I'm very excited because it features some of my gymnastics passes.
I will be doing a lyrical piece to You Say by Lauren Daigle, and I've been doing dance since I was 3, and so it's just a big part of my life.
Dance has also been a very big part of my life, so I am doing a contemporary jazz dance to I Am Here by Pink.
Oh, very cool. Yo, you guys got some great talent right there. This is going to really be entertaining for the audience and really be a lot of fun, I imagine, to perform on stage as well. That's going to be great. You mentioned, a couple of you did at least, your CSI, and I have to say the contestants over the years have been doing this for a long time, and every time we bring people on, and I love to ask why you did this, so many individuals answer with, well, my CSI this, or something about their CSI brought them to want to do this, to bring attention to a subject. And for anybody to do that, I admire it. For young people to do that, with all the things on your plate and all the things you have going on in your heads and hearts and everything, I cannot tell you how much I admire that and how important that is going forward. It gives us, a lot of us older people, a lot of hope in the future, a lot of good faith in it and everything. That's very cool to see. To just bring kind of put it under the spotlight a little bit here, let's go into what your CSIs are.
My CSI is Take Action for Tomorrow's Health. It's about the dangers of vaping and nicotine use.
And why is that one important to you?
I've been on the FACT Youth Board and for the state, and it's a fun experience where we get to do presentations and talk to the community about all the dangers. And last year I did a presentation for the 8th graders, which was really fun because we got to play games and they got to learn a lot about it.
Very cool. Thank you.
My CSI is spreading awareness through Harmony. It is about Alzheimer's awareness. This is really special to me, my Grammy. She has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's for about 5 or 6 years now, and it's something that we've always struggled with as a family and her herself, and I just really want to spread awareness with it and show people that they're not alone in this.
Mm-hmm. My CSI is Unity in Motion, addressing the physical and mental benefits of being in a group. I find this very important to me because I've been in sports my whole life, and I find it very important to just stay active to become more physically and mentally healthy.
Mm-hmm. My CSI is bringing food to every table, raising awareness on food insecurity, and this is important to me because food is kind of my safety net. I love food so much, and I think that everyone should have the opportunity to be able to have the resources of food.
Mm-hmm. My community service initiative is a waitlist that can't wait, suicide awareness and prevention. It is very close to me because of my aunt ultimately taking her life after having depression and PTSD, being in the military, and it is a very overlooked topic that needs to be talked about way more.
All of these are very important topics and really good ones for you guys to be bringing some attention to. And unfortunately, in our society, oftentimes it needs to be kids bringing attention to things for us to pay attention as adults. When you guys bring attention to a subject, it shakes us up a little bit. Like, okay, oh, I better be focusing on this. I better be paying attention to this. It goes a lot farther than I think you might realize at young people. And it's one of the things that took me a long time to realize is how big our voices can be, no matter how little we might seem physically. And all of them are important ones. When we're talking about our youth and whether it's vaping, nicotine, if any of these things, our society is getting better about it, but we got work to do. It's great to see that you take an initiative on that one. The Alzheimer's, dementia, these are things that affected my life, touched my life, and certainly many, many of the listeners out there. And any chance to bring attention to that one is certainly noteworthy because we can't slack off on that one. When it comes to our bodies, speaking of not slacking off, our bodies and everything, how busy, even at your age, as I imagine to do this, man, it don't get easier the older you get. I'm 47. Keeping up on the health, keeping a good routine, keeping ourselves in shape so we're there for our loved ones, there for our responsibilities and everything is always a great topic and a really important one to be hitting on. These are all really important things. I did want to touch on one other thing, though, with the suicide awareness, because I appreciate that. And it also brings it segues into something else, that almost everybody's topic are not necessarily the easiest thing to jump into. They tend to be heavier topics. You guys are just kind of like organically getting into them and organically bringing them up. And you're already, just in talking to me, doing a great job of it. So I want to, embolden you and build up that confidence a little bit when you're getting on stage here, because you're knocking it out the park here just with me, let alone how you're going to do on stage. Nicely done. And thank you again for bringing attention to all of these subjects. We are speaking with some of the contestants from the Miss Wisconsin Rabbits team competition. I want to get into something I kind of touched on right there a little bit, in the rehearsal process. What has the rehearsal process been like? How often do you guys rehearse? And how has it gone for you individually? I'll just go down the line here a little bit.
So we've been meeting every Sunday from 5:30 to 8 o'clock. And the process is we do mock interviews and we do opening number rehearsals, which is the little dance that we do in the beginning. Mm-hmm. We practice talent and we do all that fun stuff.
And have you been enjoying it?
I love doing all that. The fitness part is kind of weird because we have to do jumping jacks, but it's fun.
A little like gym class, a little ride to that. Have you been enjoying the rehearsal?
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. It's really fun to make new friends, connect with all the girls. I mean, these are just amazing people, and I think it's a really great experience overall.
Hmm. Like Reese said, we go every Sunday for each time, and it's just so fun, and we practice our opening number every day, and it's just such a supportive and safe environment.
I've had so much fun with our practices because the girls are so nice and I'm learning so many new techniques and tricks that I need throughout my life.
Along with what the other girls said, it is a very good sisterhood to be a part of, and everybody's just uplifting everybody, and it's a really good environment to be in.
It sounds so supportive and so encouraging. And not just with the teachers and the people that are helping you out, certainly, but your fellow contestants and that. One thing that I always will bring up every time we do this, we do these interviews, is the idea of, you know, you're getting some reps here. You're getting some repetitions. Even being on the air here with me, you're getting some reps in. You're getting an opportunity to do some public speaking. And no matter what you guys do in life, and you're going to all go on to do amazing things, and I'm looking forward to seeing what each one of you individually go on to do, you're probably going to do something that involves public speaking. You're probably going to involve something that involves being out there in the public, or at least speaking to other people. These are reps you're getting right now. This is just reps and more help for you to be able to have more confidence doing that going forward wherever you take your lives and your passions. So that part is really cool, too. That's already a win right there. But the camaraderie, the fellowship that exists, and the opportunity to meet new people or hang out with more people and talk with more people, and something my mother always notes anytime she knows these interviews are coming up, the opportunity for women to support women, we don't have enough of those in our society. Here is one of those great ones that we have, and it's great to see you guys all kind of embodying that and taking that in and enjoying that part of it. And it's very cool. And again, these rehearsals that you're doing shouldn't be taken lightly by the public. I mean, you guys taking the time out of your day to be able to do these things when I can't imagine how busy your slates are already. I admire that. I really do. It's very cool of you guys to be doing that. And the repetitions you're getting, they're just going to help future you so much. You're going to really be appreciative of them. I took a debate class in high school, and I am not a debate guy. You would not imagine, especially me in high school, you would never imagine me doing that. But I wanted to be an actor, and I was told, hey, this will probably help. There's almost no way I'm in this chair right now without some of those classes I took back in junior high and high school and stuff. These things really do add up, and future you is going to be very thankful for it. It's very cool to see. Let's get into another thing that I like to do with the guests that we have on here and the contestants. All of you mentioned when we first started talking why you'd started to do this. And sometimes the answers, oftentimes the answers have to do with, well, somebody I knew did this, or I saw somebody else doing it. So now I'm going to kind of reverse that and say a young individual comes up to you and asks, hey, I've thought about doing this pageant. This seems like a fun thing. Should I do this? Or what would you say to this person to encourage them to do something like this?
You should do it because the girls are amazing. The sisterhood's amazing. Meg is amazing. And everyone who helps you is just so good at their jobs. And even the volunteers for mock interview, they know what they're doing. They know the advice they're giving you, and all the feedback is great.
I mean, when you do this, you are gaining so many life skills that you need for jobs in the future. We're in an interview right now. This is definitely going to help us in the future. And I would tell them, I'd help mentor them with it too. It is a lot of fun, and just go for it, honestly. It helps build confidence and just all that.
This is such a fun experience, and there is really no judgment. Everybody is honestly supporting you and helping you to make you the best you can be, and it's definitely an experience worth trying.
This is such a great experience because you're gaining amazing life skills, and we're even getting scholarships out of it, and just the sisterhood and everything about it is so positive.
Like the other girls said, you just gain so many new friends, and you get the support and gain life skills, and it's just a platform that you can use to spread awareness on something that you really care about.
It's some really good stuff. I couldn't help but notice none of you brought up talking to me. None of you, no, God. did note some really good stuff, much more important stuff there that is really encouraging and really good to hear. And I will mention this a number of times with the other contestants as well, but I really wanted to come home. You guys have already won. No matter what happens at this competition, you have already won. You really, really have. I'm not saying that lightly. Like, you really have genuinely already won in this competition and taken from this competition something valuable that is even more valuable than a crown. You guys are already winners, and I'm really, really encouraged by this. When it comes to what you enjoy, this is where we'll wrap up. What is one of your favorite parts of this whole pageant, of the whole experience?
I like the competition day, definitely, in the tech week, because we're super tired from all the stuff that we're doing, and it's just a great bonding experience because we're all trying to get through it and we're all doing it all together.
I love the public speaking aspect of it. I know a lot of people don't like to. I have always loved public speaking. I love being able to connect with all these girls, the sisterhood that involves with it, and just the many, many great experiences that we've learned with this.
Really, the entire pageant by itself is super fun, but honestly, I think the talent part is the most fun because my talent has been a huge part of my life forever, and it's just very important to me.
So far, I really enjoyed getting to know the other girls and my host mom, but my favorite thing had to be when we learned how to do our fitness walk, because it was not my strong suit, and I really had to work towards that. But afterwards, we got donuts, so it was all okay.
My favorite part of it so far has been gaining new friends with it, just because you can really connect with the girls that you're here with. And I'm able to spread awareness on a topic that I've always wanted to spread awareness about, but I didn't know how to go about that. And this definitely opened new doors for me to be able to do that.
You guys knocked it out. You guys did a great job in this interview today. You're all done. Great work by every one of you. Enjoy yourselves out there. Have fun out there. Break a leg. And we'll be talking with you again real soon, and we'll be seeing you guys out there. Thank you so much for the time, each one of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Be sure to save the date, everybody. The Miss Wisconsin Rapids and Miss Wisconsin Rapids team competition comes up October 26th. Find out more information at MissWisconsinRapids.org, MissWisconsinRapids.org. Keep in mind that they have a dress rehearsal the day before. You can show up for that as well. You can find out about this, get tickets, and much, much more at MissWisconsinRapids.org, MissWisconsinRapids.org. We got a great week lined up for you of Midday Magazine guests. Tomorrow in part one at 4 o'clock, we're going to be joined by our friend Promise from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. And in part two, we're going to be talking real estate with David Farnborough. On Wednesday, our family, our good friends from Family Natural Foods will be with us, Stephen and Katrina Hittner, in part one. And in part two, we're going to talk to the gang over at Encourage. On Thursday, in part one at 4 o'clock, Suzanne Campbell, candidate for Wisconsin Assembly District 72, will be joining us. And in part two, UW Extension's Jen McNelly will be with us. And on Friday, part one will be all reserved for the community bike ride and farmers market. We're going to talk to Hannah about that. And in part two, Visit Wisconsin Rapids brings us the Wisconsin Rapids Area Sports Commission. Got a lot to talk about with them. Looking forward to a wonderful week of Midday Magazine. A big thank you to Pam Hilke and the scheduling she does on this one. Reach out to us if you are an individual that would like to be on Midday Magazine or you have something to promote. We'd love to hear from you. Reach out to us at info@WFHR.com, or you can give our front desk a call, 715-424-1300. That's 424-1300. Looking forward to hearing from each and every one of you on Midday Magazine here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.